In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All of us, throughout our lives, want to be able to live lives that are meaningful, lives that use our best capacities to their fullest, lives that are fulfilled. And there is a teaching in the reading of the Gospel and the Epistle of St. Paul this morning that speaks exactly to that hope, exactly to that inner desire that all of us have, and how it must be that Christ himself, the one in whom our humanity is perfect, has got to be the foundation for that accomplishment in order that we can fulfill our lives. Looking at the miracle of Peter's walking on the water, we might ask at the beginning, where did Peter get the temerity, the outrageous gall, to ask Jesus the Christ to let him walk on the water to him? But if we examine ourselves and our hopes and dreams and our desires, the things that we would like to fulfill in our lives are not much different than walking across the water to God. And this is something that can be accomplished. We were created for that way of life. St. Peter isn't talking out of turn when he sees Christ walking toward the ship across the tempestuous waters. He is doing exactly what we are all called to do. The difficulty came once he set foot on that tempestuous sea, and suddenly he realized, I am doing it, and he doubted, because his confidence in that moment turned from Christ toward himself. I am doing it. We are never doing it alone. We are never able to be who we are created to be alone. We are never able to fulfill the great works that God has made us capable of fulfilling on our own. We are always in that kind of situation that St. Peter is in, walking across the water. Some today might tell us, we've heard many places, we have lost the capacity to work in cooperation with God. Synergy is not possible. All that is possible is for us to be saved in the end. St. Peter is saved in the end. Once he begins to doubt Christ, focus on himself, and sink into the sea, Jesus reaches down and pulls him up. But that isn't the way it's meant to be. Jesus asks Peter, O ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Because this is the life that we are meant to be able to live as human beings. Walking through the chaos and the tempest and all of the frightening things that happen around us, and still able to fulfill those things that only we can fulfill, because each one of us is unique in our abilities and our talents. We are meant to be able to fulfill those things. The saints are those who have been able to fulfill their lives in Christ, never depending on themselves. We are not called upon simply to be saved in the end. We are called upon to walk on the water, to do all that can be done because of the presence of Christ, because of our focusing on him rather than on ourselves, rather than on the waves and the things around us that terrify us. There is no storm that we can't walk through and reach him and finish the race, as St. Paul says. St. Paul says that we are co-workers with Christ. We are called to cooperate and work along with him. He uses several different ways of talking, several different metaphors in this message to the Corinthians. Just after he says that we are called to be workers with Christ, he says, you are God's field. You are God's building. We are meant to be the workers that build the building of our lives. We are meant to be those who tend to the garden that is our life, and to bring up all of the good things that can be brought up in our life, that can grow up in our lives. And God will bring them to full fruit and ripeness. That's the life that we are given. That life is returned to us so that we can live that life. But we have to remember to rely upon Him, not on ourselves. There is only one foundation that we can have confidence in, and that is Christ. St. Paul says, there is no other foundation that I could lay. He is saying, there is no foundation for the life of any human being other than God incarnate. He has come into the world in order to provide that for us, in order to be the one across the waters that we can walk to and cooperate with so that we can accomplish all of the things in life that we are meant to accomplish. St. Paul goes on to talk about the different ways that we can accomplish things and build in our lives. Some of us work in wood. Some of us work in stone. Some are great craftsmen that are able to work in silver or gold. But whatever materials we have in our life, the use of those things in order to shape our lives by all of the little choices and decisions that go into the making of anything. If we are making something out of wood and we are craftsmen and we are taking care to cut just right, to carve just so much, the right amount, because we have the vision of what it's intended to be in the end, that's how it's meant to be in our lives. Our vision has always got to be on what the work is meant to be in the end. And what is it meant to be? It is meant to be perfect in the perfection of Christ Himself. He is the one who guides our hand in order to accomplish the things that we do. He is the one who guides St. Peter's sureness of foot as he walks across the tempest. Turning toward ourselves, the work is ruined. But at least we try, and we are called upon to live our lives in Christ with boldness, as St. Peter had boldness in calling across the sea to Christ and saying, if you are who I believe you are, then call to me across the waters so that I can come to you. And he is who Peter hopes and believes that he is. And so he says to Peter, come to me across the water. The living of our life is always like that. At every step, there is the danger that we might turn away from God, become selfish, focus on ourselves, and we will begin to sink. But he will pull us up again. St. Peter says something very close to the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus, the Christ, save me. And this is the prayer that we have to use as we live our lives so that we can be pulled up again when we have doubted. Our doubt is restored by the hand of God in our own hand. And this is how we live our lives. This is what it means to have the work of doing our life. Not simply to be saved in the end, but to be saved again and again from sinking down into the depths of our own fear and despair. He is always there for us to enable us to do that. We will be able to move through our lives in that way. There is no way that we can so completely miss the mark in our lives that he won't be there to pull us back up again. And we can resume or begin for the first time to live that life that we were created to live. There's only one thing that St. Paul cautions us about at the end of these passages that we've read from his letter to the Corinthians. And that is, we are told, do not blaspheme the temple of God. How could we blaspheme the temple of God? By believing that we are creating our own lives. By expecting God to help us to be independent of him and accomplish a life that we can take pride in, as though we ourselves were the lone builders. And God is simply there as the Almighty God to help us to keep from failing in our own accomplishment. We can think of the way it is when a young child takes their first steps. They might hesitate to go to just anyone, but if they trust the person across the room, they might begin to take those first steps. And if they look down, if they think, I'm doing this, then they fall. But if their desire is to reach that person, that mother or that father, then they keep going. They may not make it the first time, but if their trust is great enough, they get up and they keep going. And the day comes when they walk all the way across and reach the hand of the one that they believe in. If we truly believe in Christ, then we will have the courage to trust in him and live our lives, no matter how many times we fall down, not to fall into despair, but again to see he is the one who is able to raise me up again and again as I move through my life. And there is no disaster so great, no affliction, no disease so terrible, not even death itself, that will keep me from reaching his hands. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.